what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, September 12th, and it's debate day, boys. You guys ready?
Woo!
So excited.
Yeah, me too. And speaking of that, our first story, Mark is going to give us a Democratic debate preview complete with predicted odds.
How can I not?
Right, because that's sort of the order of the day. And then Wes now will take us through a news buffet of other headlines because some other stuff did happen too. Let's go, Mark.
All right. Well, right off the top, we have to talk about the third Democratic debates, which are taking place tonight in Houston. We were actually going to be in Houston tonight to do a live show at the Axelrod Beer Garden, but we are not anymore and are staying right here in Austin to do the live streaming third Democratic debate all together from the same studio garage,
yeah.
Baby.
We're going to be sweating it up in the garage.
That's right.
Make sure you tune in. Rent
a new AC unit just for tomorrow. It's going to be a long day. Basically, what happened was that live show was turning into a huge money pit for us personally, yeah. And we couldn't afford to get all the setup going for that show, so that's that. Big thanks to Axelrod for offering up their venue and for wanting us to come, but we are too broke right now, as a few of us have now quit our day jobs completely to give full effort to Hard Factor.
Right.
So we're going to do a better quality streaming show, audio and video for you, straight from the garage tonight.
Straight from the comfort of our 95-degree garage.
Feel a lot fantastic. More comfortable in this smoky garage.
That's right. And now to the debate
also,
rundown. All right, go ahead.
Sorry to anybody who did RSVP. Well, we wanted to come meet you in Houston. Just didn't work out this time. Really apologize for that.
Yes, thank you for supporting us. And now to the debate rundown. You may remember us mentioning this a few dozen times or read about this anywhere, but there are only 10 candidates that qualified for tonight's debates. And for the first time this go-around, there will only be one night of debates. One night of debate.
Debate, yeah. Yes. Singular now.
That's right. But don't worry, all you debate heads, as in October, for the fourth round of debates, billionaire Tom Steyer, or Stayer, not really sure, has qualified, making it 11 people
thank
again.
God.
And now we're back to two nights of debates
in October.
So you'll get tons of debates in October. That's probably the number one thing we get DM'd with is people asking us, don't you think there should be more debates?
And
don't
they should
you
be
want
longer.
More debates?
And every night should be longer than 4 hours.
Fucking Tom Steyer.
What an asshole.
Fucking dickhead.
He extended it a night all by himself.
Yeah.
I kid, of course, but for this debate tonight, we do have some interesting stuff going on. Like for the first time in these debates, the top two polling candidates, Joe Biden and Liz Warren, are squaring off against each other. Mm. That'll be interesting. You'll be able to watch the debates on ABC or Univision. Candidates will have 1 minute and 15 seconds for direct responses to questions and 45 seconds for responses and rebuttals. Candidates will have the opportunity to deliver opening statements, but there ain't going to be no closing statements.
Why is that?
I don't know. You just better dunk early and often.
Right, with 10 people on the stage, right? But they should do it, like, even when they have two nights, they should have the top people. It should be like a blood sport tournament, like where the shitty ones go on the undercard night.
Yes.
And then, like, you maybe get a chance to debate with the top pollers on the second night. That's the way it should be done anyway.
The closing statements to me are always the funniest because they're obviously like clearly pre-written, and it doesn't matter like how they did earlier in the debate or like what they were talking about. They just have this pre-written, hilarious response, and it just
never matches up. Right.
It sounds so stupid.
What do you think about the border? And they're like,
Biden's,
well, I think that the economy is important.
That's Biden's wheelhouse, the closing.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for him. We are going to be doing the debate show live tonight, like we said, so I don't want to give up too much of our opinions, but I do think we should talk about gambling on the debates, which we will be doing heavily tonight. And you should too, with the free $20 from Predictit for first time people depositing using www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20. Get signed up. Get gambling with
us. That's an extra 20 to throw on these debate props.
That's right.
It's a lot of fun.
We got some lines added, my friends, based off our recommendations. Some of them.
Your recommendations.
Our recommendations.
The listeners.
Both.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Double whammy.
Well, Hard Factor and the fans are one. Well,
it's true.
Our recommendations.
Our recommendations.
Listeners and the show, everyone. So some of them are Willie.
The Royal We.
The Royal We. Will a Houston debate candidate mention mandatory buyback? That's a nice mention, Mark. Will a Houston debate candidate mention Sharpie?
What do you think about mandatory buyback? Absolutely. I feel like Beto's going
to. I don't think that'll be mentioned. I'd say no on that. I would say yes on Sharpie.
Beto is going to mention that for sure.
In that verbiage, mandatory buyback?
Yes.
That's his deal.
All right, so you want yes on that?
Yes.
I'd say yes on Will a Houston debate candidate mention Sharpie.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And my favorite line by far is Will a Houston debate candidate say one of George Carlin's seven dirty words, a.k.a. the Beto O'Rourke F-bomb market or the Biden gonna Biden market.
Right. Or the Bernie gonna just like be get too worked up.
Well, for Bernie, he would say shit because he would say, I took a shit. I just took a shit. I just shit myself.
I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shit.
I may be old, but my shits are so regular, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
My fiber game is on point.
He's gonna have an accident in the debate.
Look. He's definitely got a fiber regimen.
I mean, Beto O'Rourke is like that loser in high school that one day decided to really go for it and just all of a sudden styled his hair differently, like slicked it back and bought a leather jacket and started wearing that to school. And you're like, what the fuck? That's what he's like with these F-bombs. Yeah. That's just him now. He's like turned a page. He's like Bob Saget from Full House is what he used to be. Now he's stand-up comic filthy Bob Saget. It's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing with him.
Beto, we saw a bump when you said the shit the other day.
And
fuck the other day. Yeah. Might want to keep going with that.
Yeah. He used to be so clean.
Yeah, now, he's turning full heel, but it's like a last ditch effort. I mean, Beto's got to really he's got to go for it.
It's the epitome of last ditch.
It's so last ditch. I feel like he might like be like smoking crack or something crazy.
Comes on with earrings.
Like, yeah, rolls in on a Harley.
Oh yeah.
Who's that?
Shows up late to the debate on the Harley. Who is that?
What a douche.
Yeah, it's like Grease Lightning or Grease. Yeah,
he's rocking.
The Fonz.
The Greaser's jacket.
So definitely buy yes on the Willow candidate drop a seven dirty word.
It'll be a long odds. So, yeah. I mean,
right. Like, I mean, it'll probably pay out big if it happens. We don't. That line is going up today. The other lines were already up. So we can't give you the line for that. But I would say yes on the dirty words. I think it's a good one to bet.
Interesting.
On.
Well, Yang is a wild card, too, because like his campaign managers keep saying he's going to do something nobody else has ever done.
That's true.
But what is that?
Maybe say all seven of the dirty words in order. But Yang, our guy, also a good one to bet on. Bet on him to increase after the debate in the polls. Get a bump based on the debates. Because the Yang gang is going to get their nuts.
He's going to pass Bernie
soon. You
know
the Yang gang is going to get that
nuts. You think he's going to pass Bernie soon?
He's going to pass Bernie soon.
He's got that slogan, man. Yeah. Yang gang.
It's strong.
He's
it's
riding hard. That all the
he's
way.
He's crowd
to
surfing.
Hard to contend with.
Yeah.
He dunked on an 8-foot rim today. He posts a video of himself. He goes, I know what to do when I see an 8-foot rim. And it's just,
he just dunked on an 8-foot rim.
Yang.
She gets some shirts made.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right, man. Well, tune in tonight for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Tune into the live stream.
And sign up on predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20.
Both of those things. And you're going to have a very fun Thursday night. All right. Let's take it over to the news buffet.
Oh, yeah.
First up, on Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of allowing the ban on asylum seekers that the Trump administration wants to enforce. So the conservative globetrotters are back. The Supreme Court globetrotters just dunking on the libs with this one.
I mean, if it was going to the Supreme Court, we all knew how that was going to end, right?
Well, yeah, we'll get into that a little bit. They've been pretty fair on this, I think. The court, they've ruled in favor of each side before on the asylum thing. So
they're just sitting in the courtroom with a basketball spinning on their fingers.
Yeah. I mean, they were waiting for one to approve, for sure. Yeah. They were waiting for one of these things to come through.
This was a tip drill.
Yeah, that they could just slam it in. The court said the rule, which requires most immigrants who want asylum to first seek safe haven in a third country through which they've traveled on their way to the United States, could go into effect even though it's still being challenged in the courts. So you remember this was the asylum ban, which was then banned by the California Circuit Court.
Ban on the ban.
Banned the ban. And that blocked it from happening in California and Arizona. But now the Supreme Court globetrotters have unbanned the ban.
Well, they banned the ban on the ban. They banned the ban on the ban.
They unbanned the ban on the ban.
Three, it's like a double negative makes a positive, but a triple negative's back to a ban. It's like ban,
right?
Ban on a ban's an unban.
Exactly.
Ban on a ban on a ban's a ban again.
Exactly.
Yes.
Why don't they just say deal with it, Mexico?
That's what they're doing. Yeah. Basically, yeah. Trump wants to limit the amount of people seeking asylum claims. Remember, we have a giant backlog of asylum cases. So this will basically do that
because six judges.
Right. Yeah, this will basically do that entirely because, like, everybody who's walking up from like El Salvador or Guatemala or whatever.
Where'd you come from? Get out.
Right. They got to go through Mexico.
Didn't try to, yep. You didn't try to go to Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so, right. And then so the Supreme Court, they rejected, right. Earlier in back in December, the Supreme Court rejected a different type of ban where the Trump administration was trying to say you can't come across the border unless you came through a legal port of entry. So the Supreme Court, they supported people to be able to seek asylum even if they come through like a non-legal entry point
right.
in the border.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying if you walked all the way from somewhere before Mexico, then right. tough well, titties.
It doesn't matter where the port entry is, but if you, you have to try to hit every country on the way in.
Right. Yeah, yeah exactly. So,
so I mean, Mexico has to say no, and then, yeah.
Two judges did dissent. I'll give you two guesses. Did, you know... Ruth Bader Ginsburg
yeah,
and Sotomayor. Yeah, so so it was exactly along party lines. Yeah, so
exactly.
Didn't give us enough time.
Right, sorry guys.
I can name like three judges.
There's Roberts,
Kavanaugh.
All right, but yeah, so that's that. The ban on the ban is unbanned.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Moving on. It seems that tobacco companies have finally weaseled their way into a victory against e-cigs, as the Trump administration announced yesterday that it is planning to put a ban on all non-tobacco-flavored e-cigs and juices following a number of strange illnesses and deaths in young people who regularly vape and blow fat clouds.
Were,
so.
were all the deaths from fruity-flavored vape?
Yeah, no, like, no, none. Yeah. None, I don't think.
Yeah. Unicorn Thunderfuck or whatever
this
it is.
This is just clearly because people right. are sick of getting like these fruity-ass clouds blown in their face on the streets. Yeah. They're like, I don't want to smell this fucking pussy-ass shit.
Yeah, the blowing your potpourri in my nose.
Yeah, yeah.
It is ridiculous.
It's got to be tobacco scented or nothing.
Yeah. So I'm sure Tommy Smokes is not at all happy about this. Maybe we'll get his take on this one day.
He strikes me as a mango guy, mango flavor.
Yeah.
Definitely fruit flavored.
So Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said, quote, the Trump administration is making it clear that we intend to clear the market of flavored e-cigarettes to reverse the deeply concerning epidemic of youth e-cigarette use that is impacting children, families, schools, and communities. Trump himself added, quote, a lot of people think vaping is wonderful, is great. It's really not. We have to find out the extent of the problems. It's so new, but we're going to find out.
He's like, but look at the size of that vape.
Yeah.
Oh, that cloud is huge.
Look at the shoulders. Look at the shoulders on that cloud.
That's a strong vape. Big, strong vape.
Got to go back to the shoulders joke. So, of course, the American Vaping Association says this move is...
Did we have an American Vaping Association?
We do now. Yeah. Can you imagine what they
the
look
ABA?
Like?
Can you? They are so pissed. Yeah. They are so pissed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, I can. It must be the most infuriating meetings ever.
the room clouds. Is so cloudy. Yeah. Can't see shit.
And now to the cloud contest.
No one knows what anyone looks like. Yeah. They have no idea what they look like.
Always ends in a cloud contest.
Oh God! All right. And,
topics are adjourned.
Yeah.
Cloud contest.
Cloud contest.
It's always a cloud contest.
That's all it ends up being. But the real issue here is that most anti-vapers feel they are marketing directly to kids with their flavored juices. So the actual bans are not official, and I'm pretty sure your Juuls are safe, but your bubblegum rainbow fuck juice is in grave danger. Like, yeah. Mario, you just don't want to be walking through those
That's
things.
That's not exactly marketing to the 50-year-old crowd. Bubblegum flavored
no,
fuck juice.
No, yeah. No. And don't worry, cigarettes are safe too. So we'll see.
Trump, right, Trump. Cigarettes are just loving this.
No danger to kids there.
Cigarettes are just getting a deal out of this.
Yeah. Marlboro Man is high fiving himself.
Yeah, yeah. So Trump's gonna announce the official bans next week. We'll keep.
What's
it
that smell? Ban it. Smells disgusting. What is that? Potpourri. Yeah. All right. Speaking of vapes, water vapor has been discovered in the atmosphere of a super Earth.
A what?
Super Earth. That's right.
Super Earth?
Super Earth.
That sounds awesome.
Earth, this is big news.
Earth 2.0.
Maybe we should go there.
Yeah, we need to go
super
there.
Super Earth?
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys about. So this Super Earth could potentially be habitable by humans one day if we could get to it. And even
oh,
though, Yeah, it's far away. Even though it's 8 times the size of our regular Earth.
Oh, fuck that. There's going to be monsters there.
It doesn't have the exact same atmospheric makeup as our Earth. It technically still has water. So, I mean.
I haven't even been to Europe yet. I only need an 8 times bigger Earth.
Filled with water?
I'm not going to go anywhere.
Where are you going this summer? Super Earth?
I'm going to one state over.
Yeah, but there probably are like giant crocodiles
eight,
or
eight
something.
8 times the size with the gravity density? There's probably just. Either really small, dense things or enormous fucking creatures.
That's what this all makes me think about when you talk about super Earth 8 times the size is like you're going to have gravity. So if you went there, if you could travel there and then you came back to Earth, you'd be Superman because every step is like max squats.
Yeah, except you die from the gravity the second you step foot
or
there.
Or being eaten by a giant crocodile.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be able to peel your face off the ground once you get there.
This is what kills you first. Yeah.
I don't know, but if you could survive.
Yeah.
You'd be like a Superman. Anyways, going to be a while before we find out what gravity training is all about because, unfortunately, K2-18b, that's the planet's name, is 110 light years from Earth, which is 6 trillion miles away, and we've never even made it out of our tiny little solar system before. So
we're never getting there.
No. I mean, this is where not in our lifetime.
I think this is where Elon Musk came from.
Maybe so. It could be. That's a good explanation as any.
I think he was the dumbest person on Super Earth. and he escaped to become the smartest person on Earth, and he's loving it. And he's like, there's no aliens. Let's go to Mars. Definitely don't go to Super Earth.
K2-18b, definitely don't check it out.
He's just like the village idiot.
He's studying abroad on Earth.
Yeah, we'll know where he's from. We'll definitely know where he's from when he tells us not to check into that planet.
His parents are super rich. All right, go to Earth, Elon. Fine. All right, moving on. Well, it's happening. I knew it would not take long before this has become a huge issue, and it is a huge fucking issue, and that is that Tesla owners are abusing the fuck out of autopilot
are
falling asleep with their car driving them to their destination.
Oh, no way, man.
They're just completely falling asleep.
They're just completely falling asleep and relying on the Tesla to drive them.
Those are some ballsy people.
Yeah, no shit. So a video coming from the Massachusetts Turnpike, shot by another driver, shows a Tesla cruising down the road with the driver's head down and a person fully reclined and sleeping in the passenger seat.
Both of them just sleeping.
That's cool. Sleeping. Just fall asleep while you're just riding into like a moving bullet.
Yeah, around.
Just trust that the computer is not going to fucking kill somebody.
I'd rather be in a car with John Candy and things around Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
He's doing the mess around.
Right. That would be a better situation than a sleeping Tesla driver.
Very dangerous. So according to the person who shot the video, they honked their horn at the car a number of times which was traveling at around 60 miles an hour on the turnpike.
Right.
So
you're going the
killing
wrong
speed.
Way.
Yeah. Just going killing speed.
Killing speed, yep. Mm-hmm. And in order to wake up the driver, but it did not work. I mean, like the guy's like sleeping, he could like jolt awake. Turn the wheel. Like, that's the real problem here is, like, when you're asleep, you do jolts and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
he has a dream about grabbing a wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're in trouble.
You're supposed to have to touch the wheel, like, every
driving on the wrong road.
Yeah. Yeah. God. So, of course, Tesla does have the autopilot option, but they also say you should be alert when using the option. I mean, in Austin, you get heavily fined for, like, texting and driving.
Yeah.
This should be the same as a DUI.
Nonchalant Tesla drivers are quickly becoming, like, the worst class of people on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't get much worse.
They should be publicly let off a cliff while they're awake.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I fall asleep
off a plank.
I fall asleep on a plane and regularly, like, spill a drink because it's on the fucking...
Jolting.
Jolting.
Right.
What's going to happen?
You're not driving a car that could kill somebody.
Right.
Are we doing any sort of, like, practicing and seeing how these people sleep? Shouldn't you have to pass like some sort of very docile sleep test?
No, you should not be able to pass anything to be able to do this.
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, with people falling asleep at the wheel in Teslas, you may want to get some fucking life insurance.
Oh, hey, you're here. Yeah.
At the very least, some nice car insurance. And right now, before you end up in a fiery Tesla crash, and that's where Policy Genius comes in. And right now, it's a perfect time to get life insurance because September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, no, not since yesterday. Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all. That's why 40% of Americans don't have it.
Ah.
Yikes. But getting life insurance doesn't need to be difficult or expensive. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get covered. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. So if you need life insurance, but you just don't haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is as good a time as any to get started. Mm. Go to policygenius.com, get quotes, apply online in minutes. You can do this whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
Yeah. Is my voice good enough now where I could actually like talk to them?
Yeah, you should call them.
You'd
now.
Be fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They wouldn't make you take a bunch of
tests.
You
know who else should have life insurance or should have got is the kid that the Kung Fu bartender DDT'd in 2014 in November on the cement.
Oh.
And gave him brain damage.
Oh,
really? College kid that was just drinking at the bar.
That's a local Austin bar, right?
Yeah, it is a local Austin bar.
Oh, what happened?
The bartender bounced him on his head when he bounced him out of the. He's not a fucking bouncer, he's a bartender. The bartenders at Kung Fu are a little aggressive, is what happened.
Taking the name to heart.
Last night I had a going away party at work.
Mark quit his job.
Yeah,
congrats to Mark.
Went to a happy hour at Kung Fu Saloon on West 6th Street, and I guess they have this new policy where I always ask, like, I open a tab, I'm like, are you going to keep the card or not? Because I prefer not. And they're like, oh, no, we're not going to keep your card. It's 2019, right? Why the fuck would we keep your card?
Yeah.
Cool. An hour goes by, or 2 hours go by, I'm buying people drinks, and the bartender on my next round goes, I need to keep your card. And I was
right.
Like, why? And he goes, well, you've hit the $50 limit. We got this new policy.
Right after he told you you didn't need to keep the card.
Once you have $50, you have to give me back the card again,
Wouldn't you think to say, like, hey, if you're going to go over 50, just give me –
Maybe they should have done it at the front or had a sign. So I begrudgingly, I was like, this is really stupid. And I was just like, you know what? Well, how about I just close it, and then I'll reopen another one. I don't want you to hold on to the card. That's the whole point. I'm not going to be back in this area, like, ever again.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget my card. Like, let me just close it. So I closed it, reopened it. We're still buying rounds of drinks for everyone. It happens again. And at this point, I was just like, he goes, I need your card again. I was like, these drinks that you're buying are going to set you over $50. And I said, I'm not going to give you my card. It's the same card that I tipped you like 30% on the first one I had to close out that I didn't want to. It's the same card. So how about we just leave it open? And he was just like, no, it's a new policy. We've been burned recently. I was like, well, not by me or my IT friends that walked in here that like come in. Like, just leave the fucking tab open. And he said, no. And I said, I'm not going to give you the card. And he said, well, I'm not going to give you the drinks. And he reached over the bar and took the drinks I ordered and put them behind the bar like I was a 5-year-old.
That's a smart move to do.
And I said, just close me out, sir. And he closed me out. And I was like, you're not getting a tip on this tab. I signed it and didn't even give him a tip. And he goes, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, what customer
and
service? And
he kicks me
place.
Out. Kicks me out on my going away party and walks me out of the door very aggressively. I'm like leaving. My coworker's like, I could have bought the drinks. Like, it's all good. Like, let me buy the drinks. And I was like, no, it's all good. I'm leaving anyways. I got to go home. And I hear behind me, he goes, what? What'd you say? Like, he's trying to like start a fight with me as I'm peacefully walking out. He then follows me out and opens the gate for me as I'm like hugging these people that I may or may not see for a very long time ever again. And I'm like hugging them goodbye. And he's like, and he's got the gate open for me. And I was like, thanks for opening the gate for me. Have a good night. I walk out and he goes, don't ever fucking come back.
Probably won't.
All right, no problem, Kung Fu Saloon on West 6th, you pieces of shit. Oh, and that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Fuck the Kung Fu Saloon. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to buy our new Florida Man shirts or the Hard Factor logo t-shirt. Also, go ahead and tune into our live debate show tonight. It's going to be fire. We'll have a stream going with a link from our Twitter.
Yeah, we'll do a
Barstool
pre-show.
News Network is going to retweet it. There's going to be, you'll be able to find it.
Be able to find it. I think we're either going to go through Periscope or Facebook or both, and we'll do a pre-show. We're going to go over the candidates that we'll be debating, and then we'll do
then
every
the commercial
breaks
and a post-show. So it's going to be awesome. We did it in July. It was fantastic. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown.